Right, so if this is the first time that you've signed up for a body talk session, please read or you listen to the audio clip on the audio file on what a body talk session entails and what's actually happening, so that you can make better sense of this feedback. So there was very definitely a theme again in this session. Whereas where we were working with financial abundance ended up being working with abundance in its entirety, which is also translates into goodness, being able to receive goodness, good things. And it's very much linked to how protection has prevented in all the people with whom I did this, for whom I did this session. There's this tendency for protection to prevent the allowing of goodness for a number of reasons. So firstly, we worked with the digestive system. So once again, just because we work with the organ, endocrines, body parts, physiology of any kind, doesn't mean that there is something wrong with that, with the physical aspect of it. It is often referring to the consciousness properties that are related to those physical aspects, and I'll explain that. So we worked with gallbladder as a catalyst for digestion. And now digestion is about the ability to digest life. We take in life, when we take in food, we take the nourishment and goodness from it, and we let go. The rest of it that's left behind passes through the body and is released. And in the same way, when we breathe, when we digest life, if we do it fully, we take it all in. We take the goodness from it and we let go of that which we don't need. When there are fears about being hurt, let down, disappointed, then sometimes we don't digest life fully. We don't take it in fully, first off, or we have issues taking, extracting, assimilating the goodness from life. Or there's just a holding in an attempt to control our experience of life, and that can result in, for instance, constipation and blockages. And in this case, we're working with the gallbladder around being able to have that fire that is necessary to provide the catalyst to digest life and to take the goodness and the nourishment from life. Because preventing that, we then worked with the thymus and the liver, which with a focus there on protection. There's a tendency here, because there's a fear of bad things, there's an inability to receive anything. So there's a blockage against everything. There's no filtering. This is what I referred to about not taking and not allowing oneself to have anything for fear that there might be something bad in it. Rather than taking it all in, taking the good from it, letting go of that which isn't serving and which doesn't work. So there's this all-round blocking that's happening as a protection. Part of this is a fear of losing things. In other words, if I get something, I might have to lose it again. If I get something good, I might have to face the prospect of losing again. So if I don't ever have it, then I can't lose it. And that links to the spleen, with the focus there on the immune being an overactive immune response. So again, instead of just attacking that which is good, it's also attacking everything. So this is maybe manifesting as some kind of autoimmune issues for people, or just in poorly functioning immune systems, and it's translating into this overprotection to prevent having to deal with the negative or having to experience anything negative. Around all of that, then there was a little satellite, which is an extra aspect that had to be considered, which was releasing for everyone active memories around disappointment. So I had to run a search and retrieve for everyone. There's going to be a search and retrieve of all active memories that have anything to do with being disappointed. That is, having been offered goodness and having it taken away, or promised goodness and not receiving it. And so you may find you have some of these memories surfacing in the next couple of days. Some of that might actually happen to you again, this experience of disappointment. But it's all in the process of it becoming conscious in order for the emotional triggers around that to be released. That was then all tapped out to bring about balance with that. Then I had to again work with this tendency to shut down to prevent being hurt. So in this case, it's an inhibition. So without an inability to trust that I will be okay, and therefore an inhibition that happens, so a shutting down. When we shut down, there's no ability to be open. Now this is particularly focusing on the heart. So I had to work with the three brains. We have a head brain, heart brain, and a gut brain. They are all have different roles to play. Even though we think that our head brain controls everything, it actually doesn't. It is only the computer, it's the analyzer, it's the one that runs the programs to help us to survive. Our heart brain is about relating and feeling and intuition, and the gut brain is about, it helps us to make our decisions, to have a gut instinct about things. It is very related, the gut's very related to our mood and our immune system as well. And in this case, I had to balance all of the three brains to each other so that they're all doing the roles they're meant to be doing properly. And particularly in relation to the heart being able to be fully open to receive and not blocked by fear. So I then had to do this balance of the three brains. I had to link it to aspects which were preventing that balance from happening. So we worked with the tension in the upper back behind the heart, almost like a breastplate at the back of the heart, which needs to be released. This tension has been holding, which is a defense and a protection of the heart, needs to be released, which is going to be happening in the next week. There's a program running for that for everyone. We also worked with overactive liver enzymes. So this is that too many liver enzymes are being released or being released too quickly, and they usually are released in response to perceived damage or disease, and then or inflammation. So again, this is an overactive protective response, an over defense. If something is perceived as a threat, in other words, this could hurt me, then it is attacked, or the body is responding with inflammation, which is a protective mechanism. And in this case, we're looking particularly at the liver enzyme roles in that. Then that links into a belief, if I receive goodness, I'm going to have to lose something. This idea that if I get something good, something bad might happen. If I receive something, I might have to lose something, which kind of feeds into that fear of losing. If I don't have it, then I can't lose it. If I don't have it, I can't be disappointed. Okay, so it's all about an opening up to receiving without having a fear of losing, and therefore not being overly defensive against the things that could possibly result in hurt, and therefore not being able to receive. So that's really the theme of this whole session. So that was then all tapped out. I had to just do some more work with the three brains, just bringing energy into the three brains to activate them, to be able to work together more fully, and doing a little reset around that. I then had to balance a whole lot of, they're called EGBs, it's essential general balancing techniques, which is just around general balancing in body and mind, around the consciousness of being able to receive. And the last formula focused on the tendency to be inspired driven versus desire driven. In other words, doing things spontaneously for passion rather than I want to do this or I need to do this. So like a want in terms of I desire to have these things in my life, therefore I should do this. Rather, oh, I feel like doing this. This is just something I feel like doing. It feels good. This seems to be feeding into particularly work and career, and that it is those things that are inspired driven versus desire driven that are actually going to bring the abundance and the goodness as well. So if we find our passion, operate within our passion, that is where the money comes from. That is when we allow an opening to receiving goodness and financial abundance. Linked to that is just linking all the five senses to the heart, which is the ability to live and perceive life authentically, not through the head brain, through all our filters and conditionings and beliefs about what should happen, what is good, what's not good, but rather about feeling what feels good, experiencing it authentically. And then that's all feeding into the ability to be open to receiving from an authentic place, rather than having all these beliefs and fears and conditioning that is causes a shutting down and an inability to receive. Now, when I finished that session, what came up is I always test to see if further body talk or future body talk is needed. Further means a continuation of the session that we've done now. Future being a different session, starting new, but obviously with the same agenda being financial abundance. And it came up as needing future body talk in 2 weeks' time. So I am going to do that session in 2 weeks' time. If this session resonated for anyone, any of you, and you feel like you would like to have a second session, be part of the second session, please just pop me an email, and I'll also include this in the feedback newsletter with a link. All right, so wishing you all the best in receiving plenty of abundance and enjoying that. Okay, thank you. Bye.